Up, up, down, down, left, right, BA start to unlock unlimited comedy. Let's play the Corey and Joel Radio Show.
Oh. Ooh. How about that, man?
Yes, sir.
We're right into it now.
All right.
Corey and Joel are back for show 220.
That's Joel, I'm Corey.
That's right, baby. We're playing a band called Sonic Youth. It's them right here. Listen to that. From the album Goo. This is My Friend Goo.
Wow. Long on, coming on 4 years of wasting your time with your shows.
Well, over 3 years. Sure, yeah. We're into the fourth year, sure.
Wow.
Well, what's wrong with that?
I don't know. PK and Jay keep doing it. So,
we've done the podcasting update recently, and people were doing it less frequently. They were doing it more sporadically.
God,
they
wish we were doing it more.
Really? You think so?
God, I wish we were doing it less frequently.
After the Great Chill Show last week?
Good Christ, do I
wish
we were doing
show.
It sporadically.
Well, oh. You're such a pain in the... You would never... Like, if it was once a month, when that day came around, you'd go, nah, let's not do it. And then we'd be doing it once every 6 weeks. And then soon we wouldn't be doing it at all. So
well,
you just got to do it.
Then we'd be in the great podcaster heaven with Bib and Yaz. My beautiful dream.
Well,
I'm sorry. But you know what? My deal is, even if I hate doing it, Ferg's still out there. And I have to balance the scales.
Sure. Well.
Until Air Ferg stops. Well, this show will be there as an antidote.
We got a lot of good stuff to talk about this week. Isn't it fun that you can do this stuff in this...
Oh, good golly, yeah.
You know,
yeah,
you get to talk about...
I can do this stuff on the phone.
Well, all right.
Maybe I'll call in next week.
All right, you can call in. I don't care. I've always said I could do the show without you.
All right, hit him with the topic list. Oh, yeah.
No, I don't want to do
the
show.
There's no juggalos to save you if you do this by yourself.
Oh, believe me, I did a show. Well, let me just tell you this before we go any further. And I could put a link up because I actually uploaded it to our own servers. So
Yes, sir.
I did the Funhouse the other night. Normally, Steve Brewer has been a regular co-host, and a few times I've linked to it in the forum because I know people like Brewer from this show, and he's a great comic. But he's been regularly doing the Funhouse with me. So the day comes to do the show last week, and Brewer's having car trouble. Bill Bouchard, believe it or not, didn't return my call, shocking. So I had to come up with a new, and I never would call you to do that, which I know was a favor to you.
Thank you.
To never call you and burden you with that. So I had to come up with, I added a Knockers to the cast of the Funhouse.
Yes.
Knockers, of course, a pseudonym for Jody from Jody and Jamie.
Good times.
Who actually came without Jamie, although Jamie, I invited Jody, and then Jody goes, well, I have to do it with Jamie. And I'm like, okay, whatever. So then they show up for the show, and like Jamie's not there.
Boy.
So I just had Jody. But Jody was actually fine without Jamie.
I think Jamie's dead weight.
I don't know if Jamie's dead weight. I just Jody.
Jamie's good to look at.
Jamie's great to look at.
Don't get me wrong.
I like looking at Jody too.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong.
Yeah. I know. I get exactly where you're coming from.
But Jody was good without Jamie. I was like, oh. Yeah. Well, she sat there and the kids called in and, you know, we talked to them and, you know, made some jokes. And she didn't say much. She didn't yammer on like she did here.
Yeah.
You know, it was a more controlled thing.
Really?
But it was good, yeah.
How did she not yammer on?
You know what? Without Jamie, it's like you just cut. You can't have two yammering idiots with only one of them. You know what I mean?
Really? I think one.
Believe
of,
it or not,
I think one of them could handle yammering just fine.
It's like imagine me without you. It would be a much. Actually, they can. They can hear me without you.
Yeah.
But no, it was fine. She was. She stuck to topic. It was good.
All right then.
Yeah. Every once in a while, I went to her and said, "Knockers, give me your opinion on this," and she did, and it was fine.
Wow.
So if you want to listen to that, I'll put the link on the forum there for everybody.
Juggalos call in and asked a finger banger.
Juggalos called in and we're trying to, every guy said we need a picture of Knockers.
Sure.
Blah, we need Knockers on MySpace. We need Knockers here. And I gave them, and Jody's like, well, go ahead, put my, she said she wants to be famous. I go, put my pictures up. And I go, no, we're going to keep a little mystery.
Yeah.
We're going to keep a little.
Just take a picture of her tits.
And you know what? She wouldn't let me, but.
You should just shoot her from the neck down.
Just tits.
Yeah, and put a little clown wig on top of it in Photoshop. And then
could I paint her tits with clown makeup? Would that be good?
That'd be terrific.
Yeah.
I'd listen to that.
Well, she didn't want to beat Knockers the Clown. That was my... I think she came up with Knockers. Sure. And said, well, you should be Knockers the Clown, and you could pretend like you met me at the circus or something.
Yeah.
But she didn't. She's like, I don't like clowns. I just want to be Knockers.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, you can.
She's the comedy arbiter of all things.
Yeah, she's like, yeah.
So did you...
we ruin your joke.
You never had Hildebrand come in as Slummo, your dad.
So, you know, you know what? I've got... I don't want to say anything. I've got plans for Slummo.
Okay.
I have plans. I'll tell you off the air. I don't want to say it on the air because then people are going to want to know what happened with it. So I'll tell you off the air. I have a plan for Slummo.
We've been working on Slummo for a long time.
Well, it's a good idea. And, you know, the fact that people say Bill Hildebrand looks like my dad just walking around not as a clown.
Sure.
It might work if he was, you know.
I can't wait to see it.
My father, the clown.
Yeah. If only he's got like a Larry Fine clown wig.
He does sort of need like a bozo kind of thing going out.
Like,
right?
Not a full clown wig, because then, you know, what's the... No, I want him to still be bald.
Oh, you want him to do like a balding wig?
Yeah.
I got
you. Know what I mean? Like Larry Fine?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know what you're saying. Well, they make like a bald wig where it would be rubber and then would have hair around the side.
Yeah.
And that could be Slummo. And you could have the same color hair as Upchuck, but just like receding.
Yeah.
Yeah, that works. See, this is good.
I'm excited about that.
We're having a creative meeting.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's, I don't want to say too much about it.
Don't give it away.
Okay, let's just say it's going to be on after Wolfman Mac. Okay, let's go on now. Hello. I don't want to give anything away.
Not it's going to be on at what, 4 a.m?
It'll be on
speaking,
the power hour.
Speaking of the Wolfman.
Okay, go ahead, plug the Wolfman.
Our old friend, the Wolfman. His show is still running, still going somehow.
Without the input of Corey Hall.
I have not worked on the show in a few months.
Corey Hall is off the team.
Yeah, for no real reason other than they have their writers' meetings on Tuesday nights when I'm generally working.
Okay.
I'd say, you know.
Could you be considered an offline consultant or something?
I could if they, but I just haven't really done much with
it. If they consulted you.
Yeah. I don't have any bad feelings towards Mac. Mac's a nice guy, but.
It's not like the money stopped rolling in.
Well, sure. If I was making a huge amount of money off doing that show, I would probably still be over there. But it was too hard. I couldn't, Tuesday night is screening night.
You couldn't juggle it all.
Especially during the summer.
Yeah.
They run screenings almost every Tuesday night. So, although this week's an exception because it was Monday night was screening night. But anyway.
All right.
No, Wolfman Mac, it's no longer Nightmare Cinema.
No, it's not.
He's changed the name, and they threatened this when I was over there.
Really?
They had talked about this at the time. We had discussed it a few times. It is now Wolfman Mac's Chiller Drive-In.
Okay.
Now, it's kind of a cosmetic change. It's not. They have a new intro.
All
right. Which is a cartoon.
Okay.
Although, unfortunately, the intro they shot originally, they never really got all the shots they wanted.
Well, the original... The intro that I remember was shot at a drive-in.
Yeah.
So that would maybe be more appropriate.
It's kind of the same thing. They just animated it.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of the same intro. I don't think they were ever happy with all the shots they got. Some of their shots were
good. So I don't get to see PJ anymore.
No,
in the intro?
They took them with multiple cameras, and so they didn't all
the footage
all the
didn't
footage
match.
Didn't
yeah,
match and stuff.
I remember that. Yeah.
So anyway.
Okay.
He never really liked that intro. Anyway, so it's called Chiller Drive-In. I think he wanted to change the name, one, because the original. Production company, the guy he partnered with originally was still being a pain in the ass.
Okay.
And he wanted to sever, cut ties with
sure.
that, start his own thing.
All right.
Which it is his own thing. The guy hasn't worked on the show since last March. But anyway.
Okay.
And I think Chiller Drive-In he thought was more kid friendly.
Oh.
A little bit, you know.
Is there a movement to make it more? I mean, not that it was ever
dirty
or anything.
I think he's just trying to, he does a lot of public events. He does a lot of.
Sure.
He wants to do parades and Dream Cruise and all kinds of stuff. And the word cinema, they had sin in the title, and I don't know.
Yeah.
Even though they sometimes have bondage girls go on there as actresses and stuff. And, you know, the guy from Noir Leather's wife was on in a bustier one time. But, you know, I mean, I don't know. It's
all right, well, good for him.
It's a balance. But anyway.
Glad to see he's still at it.
Go, if you type in Nightmare Cinema randomly. Looking for Wolfman Mac.
You're not going to find it. Now.
Chiller Drive-In.
So Chiller Drive-In. Everyone
check that out.
Update your bookmarks.
All three of you. The big problem is if you don't live in Detroit, you can't see the show.
You can't see the show.
You can still go check out the website. And there's actually clips that are on YouTube.
Oh, are there?
Including one of the episodes I worked on.
All right.
So,
All right. All right. So,
I'm actually in one of the episodes.
Okay. That's good.
King Kong versus Godzilla. You can see me.
I saw you.
In
I've
blue
seen
makeup
that.
As a giant fat man.
There
so,
you go.
There you go.
All right. So Corey, let me give you a rundown of what we're going to do tonight. You said screening night was Monday night. You saw Star Trek.
Yes,
we'll
sir.
Get into that review shortly. We're going to talk about the Deathpool. We've had a Deathpool update.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody died who was magically listed on our list. We'll give you an update on that. We've also got the new throwback Pepsi.
Sure.
And we will do a challenge between that and regular Pepsi.
Yes, sir.
Do you want to make a prediction about those now?
I don't even know.
Well, let me give you options here. One option is, okay, one, they don't taste any different.
Yeah.
Two, they taste different and throwback Pepsi tastes better. Or three, they taste different and a regular Pepsi tastes better.
I'm going to go with the third option.
You think regular Pepsi tastes better?
That might be
than throwback Pepsi.
My feeling about it, okay. Yeah.
My feeling is I'm going to go with one as a prediction.
They don't taste.
They don't taste any different, and it's because I could do this later, but the thing is they put like pure like natural sugar in the Pepsi,
sure,
instead of high fructose corn syrup.
Yeah.
Now that the reason it's called throwback is they did that for many years. They used just sugar.
Yeah.
But it became cheaper to use the corn syrup.
Right.
Which the corn syrup is essentially sugar. It's just in another form. So the difference, to me, I don't know that there's going to be a difference. Because when they replaced the sugar with the corn syrup, no one really knew the difference.
Right.
And now they're doing this for some reason. Now, I know that there's like a health kick that people are having these diets now where they cut out high fructose corn syrup.
Yeah.
And I think that's partially the motivation behind this.
All right.
Is to introduce a natural sugar thing. But most people will tell you there's really no difference between natural
sugar.
Well,
we will do a semi-blind taste test.
Yes. And we'll figure out which one's better.
We'll see what that is, yes.
But you know what I mean? Have you seen this stuff where now everyone's like, it's got... Remember sugar used to be the worst thing you could ever eat in your entire life? And now sugar's fine. But high fructose corn syrup is now evil. People are so weird.
We'll figure it out.
These dieting people.
We'll get to the bottom of this.
But I'm saying the reason behind this is all these weird wacko diets that are going around.
Well, yeah.
And it doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
To me.
No, I mean, look, it's still Pepsi.
It's still Pepsi.
Yeah.
If it was bad for you then, it's bad for you now.
Should we put it in milk and see do the Laverne challenge?
I don't know about that.
Oh.
But we'll do that. And I had a big weekend. I had a wacky comedy gig. And I guess we can start here. I talked about this last week, but I went to the Rock and Roll.
Oh, Deathpool update, too.
I said that, yeah.
Okay.
I went to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, as I was threatening last week.
Yeah.
Because I said Springsteen stuff was there.
Oh, good God.
Yeah.
Oh, for the love of Christ. What about, what was there? Was it Max Weinberg's yarmulke?
I'll tell you what was there. I'll tell you.
Yeah.
The yarmulke was not there, sadly.
No?
No. It was largely, first of all.
Little Stevie's, did he have his napkin he wiped pepperoni off his face with? Was that there?
I love these vaguely racist Italian jokes and stuff.
I'm just saying, I didn't even get the Clarence Clemons.
Come on. There was a watermelon ride from Clarence.
Was there?
Clement.
Was there? Not, yeah, really?
No, don't be an idiot.
That's right.
Be a moron.
All right.
But, no.
Come on, you can't eat watermelon and play the sax.
It was largely.
It just doesn't work that way.
It was largely all of Springsteen's personal stuff. Almost everything there was donated personally by Bruce himself.
Okay.
Now, there were some. There was a Clarence Clemons sax that apparently doesn't use anymore. Danny Federici had some stuff there, but Danny Federici died.
Dead.
Yeah. And, again, that's the number one rule for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame if you go. If you're dead, you got tons of shit there. Tons of Jim Morrison stuff, tons of Jimi Hendrix stuff. For the Beatles, lots of John Lennon stuff. The other guys, not so much.
Yeah.
So, basically, you know, if you're dead, your shit's in there. Otherwise.
Well, what about when you get nominated, when you get inducted?
Yes.
Don't you give some stuff?
I don't know. I was looking for, like, this year's nominee stuff, and I didn't see it. So, I don't know that that's really the case. It's a weird thing like that.
Yeah.
You think everybody that's in would have stuff, and then there's people that is Joy Division in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? I don't think they are, and yet there's a big Joy Division display.
Really?
Yeah, which is weird. I guess it's just whoever donates stuff, they put it there. Like, there's a lot of ZZ Top stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I guess they're in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but are you really looking for ZZ Top stuff?
No.
I think that car is there.
Is the car there?
The car's there, and then there's, like, the fuzzy drums and...
Are there beards in there?
No, there's not. It's just a weird. I've done this rap before when I went there last year. But anyway, back to the Springsteen stuff. Okay.
Yeah. So Patty Scialfa's pubic hair is there.
That's not there.
No?
But it would be red, I think. Yeah. So it would be nice to see that.
I'd like to know. That's what I was wondering.
But, you know, like a lot of his early bands, like there was Steel Mill and I forget what the other ones, you know, these bands, they were some of the early, they had a lot of their posters and stuff.
Sure.
And some woman had a scrapbook of like all this early press on Springsteen and
stuff.
Now,
when you say early bands, didn't the E Street Band form in about 1975?
The E Street Band formed out of
74, maybe.
Springsteen was in this band, Steel Mill.
73?
That, yeah, they formed after his debut album came out. But a lot of the guys were already playing in that respect, you know?
Yeah.
The E Street Band, as we know it now, was formed really on Born to Run.
Yeah.
Largely.
Yeah. I am by no means a Springsteen historian.
Neither am I. I mean, I've read all the some of the books and stuff. But I mean, I read those books in the 80s, you know what I mean? It's been a while.
Wow.
But this band Steel Mill was big, and they were going to get a recording contract, and they opened, they were opening for bands, and like they did national tours and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently, like the band kind of broke up, and you know they never really did get signed and to a label. So the band broke up, and then Springsteen made himself available as a solo artist, and then he got the gig with Columbia.
Okay.
And Tom Petty's story is a lot like that too. Tom Petty had Mudcrutch. And Mudcrutch went out to L.A.
The great Mudcrutch, everybody.
And they went out to L.A. to make an album.
Yeah.
And I guess they fought through the whole making of the album. And the there was some record company chicanery.
Sure.
And Mudcrutch had to go home with no album. And then Tom Petty formed the Heartbreakers and got a thing. But anyway.
Right.
So back to Bruce. So Bruce had all this.
Much like Sweetwater. They broke up right at the height of their fame. And they were.
They're fictional.
Corey. Oh, I'm sorry.
Sorry.
Okay.
Excuse me. So Springsteen had, you know, a lot of. Almost every notebook he's ever written lyrics in was there. So there was tons and tons of handwritten Springsteen lyrics, lots of musical instruments, the clothes he wore on the cover of Born in the USA, the clothes he wore on the cover of The River.
Yeah.
Just lots and lots of just, you know, like press clippings.
Yeah.
Tons of stuff. It was really pretty cool. I have to say, of any like single artist, with the Springsteen thing is a temporary thing. It runs through 2010 or whatever. But far and away, the best single artist thing that they have at the Rock and Roll.
Really?
Is the Springsteen thing, yeah. Now, they charge you the full admission to see. It's $22 to get in the Hall of Fame, and that includes
good God.
The Springsteen exhibit. But, you know, it's the top two floors. You ever see the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? It's a pyramid-looking
yeah.
thing. Well, the floors get smaller as you go up. You start in the basement. That's the biggest floor. Right, and then it gets smaller as it goes up. And the top two floors are the Springsteen exhibit.
Okay.
Now, when I went there before, they were Marty, what's his name? This country music guy's collection, Marty Stewart.
Okay.
And, like, his country music collection.
Who cares?
Which was guitars and outfits worn by Waylon Jennings and Johnny Cash and Dolly Parton.
Who cares?
And all of his crap. And it was, like,
sure.
It was the stupidest thing.
Yeah.
But the Springsteen thing was great because you go up and then, so you're going on the fifth floor. That's where a lot of the early stuff is. Then the really great stuff is at the very top on the sixth floor. You walk up the spiral staircase.
Mm-hmm.
And they painted the opening lyrics to Thunder Road on the as you're walking up
yeah.
you read the line, you know, Thunder Road, a screen door slams, Mary's dress waves like a vision, she dances across the porch as the radio plays.
You are
all this stuff
you
as you're
are
going up this
unknown levels of geekery.
Well, I mean, it's the opening lines to Thunder Road. I think they're not that uncommon.
I didn't know you were that big a Springsteen guy.
I was I haven't been in a while, but I still like old Springsteen.
I never knew
this
that.
New stuff now I don't really care about so much, but yeah. So you go up there, and you walk up the spiral staircase. You're reading there's Thunder Road. You get up there. As soon as you hit the top of the staircase and you hit the sixth floor, immediately across from the opening staircase and behind glass is the famous Springsteen guitar that I was talking about
wow.
last week. So that is the focal point of the exhibit.
Wow.
Behind glass is Springsteen's guitar.
Wow.
And it looks like a complete beat-up piece of shit.
Wow.
It's a 1954. I think it's a... It's like a 52 Esquire neck on a 54 Telecaster body. But you can tell that over the years he's upgraded, like, the bridge and a lot of the electronics and stuff have been upgraded.
Okay.
But the body of the guitar is, like, beaten up to all hell.
Right.
So it was pretty cool to see that.
Wow.
Yeah.
If I cared more about Springsteen, I'd be fascinated.
It's great. I mean, if you're into Springsteen and you ever wanted to see, because it's the one guitar he always plays. I told you, it was on the cover of Born to Run. He played it on every tour, every album. He played it at the Super Bowl this year. So he's using it up to then.
Yeah.
So for 30-plus years, he's used this one guitar. He uses other guitars, too. Like, he's on tour now, and he doesn't have this famous guitar because he's playing other ones. But it's still something he uses, and... I spent about 2 hours. Well, I spent over an hour at the Springsteen exhibit alone.
Wow.
I spent about 2 hours in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
That was nerdy as all hell.
And I would have spent more had I not been there already in December.
Sure.
But I spent of the hour looking at the Springsteen. I spent 20 minutes looking at that guitar. Probably.
Okay,
I know,
moving
I'm just saying,
on.
I,
all right.
I mean, if you care about...
Impressive.
I'm just saying, if you like Springsteen, I think it's well worth going to see this. It runs through 2010, so you get some time to go see it. But
you spent
he might
20
want that
minutes
guitar.
Looking at a guitar.
Not like in one block. Like I would look at the guitar for 5 minutes, walk around the rest of the room, look at the other stuff, come back, go look at the guitar for another 5 minutes, then go, I need to look. Because then I had done a bunch of research where people on the internet were talking about the guitar and what had been done to it over the years. And you could see where they had cut a new jack hole in the bottom of it. And stuff like that.
That was just bullshit.
No,
Joel.
I'm telling you, it was cool stuff.
Speaking of jack holes, God.
No, there was stuff.
You stood
in the
there and watched
the
guitar for 20
minutes? Then I came back to it and looked at it again, and then I went and read some, you know, I read the lyrics to 10th Avenue Freeze Out, and then I came back again,
look,
and then I went
And far be it for me to call somebody a nerd, because when we get into the discussion of Star Trek...
Absolutely. Okay.
I'll blow my load.
Sure.
In my true, I'm
right.
I'm a freaky tracker.
Okay.
But goddamn.
No, it was. It's nerdy, and I admit that. But again, this Springsteen guitar is such. If you're into Springsteen, it's the holy grail of like Springsteen
now,
memorabilia.
Here's what I think, though. I've always kind of felt Springsteen was old people rock.
Okay.
I think that's for guys a little older than us.
But you know, Springsteen. Well, you say that now, but you realize that. All of these newer bands, the number one influence now amongst indie bands is like Springsteen.
Well, I mean, yeah.
The Arcade
Killer,
Fire,
the
Killers.
Second album was
who
all
was that other band that we played? We played them one time. It sound exactly like Springsteen.
Not their first albums, but their second albums all did.
Who's the band, Chips Ahoy, who did that? The Hold Steady.
Uh-huh.
It sounds like a Bruce Springsteen tribute band, The Hold Steady.
Yeah, I know.
It's exactly like. So all these bands now are influenced. The National. All these bands are influenced by Springsteen.
I've never heard The National.
Well, they're all Springsteen influenced.
Well,
people have finally caught up to
that. What was the Killer's second album called? Something Town?
Sam's Town.
Sam's Town. Town sounded exactly like a Springsteen album.
And so did some of the Arcade Fire, second album.
Yeah.
People have caught up to Springsteen.
I guess so.
Influence.
All right.
I'm just saying. This is what happened.
No, it's not that I dislike Bruce Springsteen. I've just never been that into him.
Well, it's okay if you're not. Yeah, I'm saying I was, and a lot of people are. It's not like I'm into something, you know,
sure,
completely wacky, but, you know.
Now, do they have Question Mark and the Mysterians material?
You know, I don't know. They have a lot of one-hit wonder stuff, sure. I mean, well, there's a whole section of Rock from Ohio.
Wow.
And all, like, the Cramps,
Let me think
Ohio.
Let me think about Rock from Ohio. Guided by Voices.
There might be Guided by
Voices. Kim Deal.
There was
Devo.
There was Nine Inch Nails stuff. I think there's Devo stuff there, yeah.
I'm trying to think of bands from Ohio.
I don't know. But there is a
thing. The Ohio Players?
You know what? I couldn't even tell you.
Thank you.
You can go ahead and look for yourself. Go there. There's a little thing in Rock from Ohio. It's worth seeing the museum. Like, here's the thing. The Beatles stuff is there, okay? They have Beatle guitars.
Sure.
But the Beatle guitars are not the famous guitars that the guys played on the albums, okay? Like, they have John's 12-string Rickenbacker. John played a Rickenbacker 325 in the early years, up to about 64, 65, okay? He got a 12-string at one point, and he played it for a while, but it was not his main instrument, and that's there. So to me, that holds a lot. Even though I like the Beatles more than Springsteen, that particular Beatles guitar doesn't really do it for me.
Wow.
You know, and then there's a George Harrison guitar. He went to America in 1964.
Yeah.
And wanted to buy a Rickenbacker while he was in the States because you couldn't get him in England or whatever. So he went and bought one and brought it back, and he played it on a couple of tours, and that was it. And that's there. But again, it wasn't that big a deal for me. I don't know.
Wow.
There's something about that guitar and this, because they have the Sgt. Pepper jacket from John Lennon, which is very cool.
Sure.
You know, hugely famous piece of, you know, thing. But again, it's not like a musical instrument. To me, that wasn't.
Why don't they have George's jacket?
You know, I don't know. It's weird. I was reading, they had...
They could just keep putting the jackets up as they die.
As they die as a jacket. Well, you know, they have some of the guys, the collarless jackets, and I was reading the fine print on one. Like, they had, I think, everybody's jacket, but they were in different spots, and then I was reading on the Paul one, they had this, it's Paul Harrison's jacket, blah, blah, blah.
Paul Harrison?
Paul,
he was
Paul,
so good,
Paul
Harrison.
McCartney, yeah. Paul
underrated,
McCartney's
very underrated Paul
McCartney's
Harrison.
Jacket... And it was right next to, like, John Lennon's collarless jacket from 63 or whatever. And I'm reading it, and it says it was manufactured for Madame Tussauds wax museum.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh, that's the jacket from the Paul McCartney wax figure. Which means it's not even really, Paul McCartney never even wore that jacket.
Wow.
It was a total ripoff. But you have to read, otherwise, oh, okay, that's Paul McCartney's jacket.
If they had all four Pepper jackets, then the
that'd
Hall
be
of
fucking
Fame would
cool.
be something.
Yeah.
They'd be have
and
something.
I don't know what the other guys are doing with the jackets. I mean, it's possible there's.
Ringo probably puts it on every now and then.
Bangs the wife in it. Or he puts it on, goes to the bar, picks up chicks. He goes,
let's see. Paul, okay, John's was like green with orange
it's,
trim.
It's a green, yeah, green. It's a yellowish green.
Paul's
sure.
was blue and silver.
I have it sitting over here if you want
to
see it.
I'm trying to think what Ringo's was. Was Ringo in red?
One of them, Paul was in blue.
Paul in blue and silver.
And then somebody was in.
Was George's yellow and red?
I'm trying to remember.
What color was Ringo's then?
Ringo's was. One of them was purple. One of them was yellow. I guess one of them was like a darker green.
All right. Maybe that was Ringo.
Okay. I don't have Sgt. Pepper's. Where is it? It's here somewhere.
The only ones I can really. John and Paul's are the only ones I can really okay. clearly picture.
Right, right.
But
right.
somebody was in yellow. Did I tell you I dated a girl who made her own Beetle. Her made her own Pepper jacket?
Really?
Hers was white and pink.
That's horrible.
Well, she didn't want to. She didn't want to copy their colors.
But those jackets, like, I don't even think those jackets are really all that cool. Like,
I understand.
In the grand scheme of things.
No,
you know? Like,
only in conjunction with each other. As
in 1967, they look cool, but now,
sure.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm looking for the, I got this CD booklet around here somewhere.
Well, Coldplay went and did their friggin' tribute to
it. Well,
them.
That's the thing. A lot of bands have worn military jackets, you know.
Right? I mean, at the
which
Grammys,
all is,
the Coldplay had
sure.
totally.
Well, they wore the, they wear those on all the tour
Pepper
dates
jackets,
now. Yeah.
yeah.
Anyway, I don't know. But, yeah, so. But the thing is, and I know there is a John Lennon Museum as well. Did you know where the John Lennon Museum?
I did not know about the John
Here's
Lennon
some trivia
Museum.
About the John Lennon Museum.
Yeah.
It's in Japan.
Oh.
Because I guess Yoko just decided to put all the okay. shit in Japan. All
right.
And you know where it is? It's an amazing place, too. It's inside the Saitama Super Arena in Tokyo.
Wow.
Which is also the home of, well, it still.
Used to be Pride.
It was Pride's home arena.
Yeah.
So you could go to a Pride show and look at John Lennon crap.
Wow.
While you're in the Saitama Super Arena.
You know, Yoko planted a tree in the 70s when they were in town with John Sinclair.
Oh, okay.
And she planted a tree in downtown Detroit.
Yeah, where's that at?
And they uprooted it.
Oh.
Because they're building the new Rosa Parks bus center. They're like, they built a whole new bus complex.
So Rosa Parks more important than John
Lennon?
So they
uprooted the Yoko Ono tree and moved it somewhere. And they're going to say they're going to put it back when
oh.
they... When the construction's
well,
done.
I'll take the John Lennon tree.
Yeah.
Give
well,
me
I think
me.
It was Yoko planted it, but.
Oh. Well, she did a whole thing where she sends acorns to world leaders for peace and.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Yoko.
Must have been part of that deal.
Yoko did so much all to help right. the city of Detroit by planting a tree that they then uprooted. And is now. I don't. And people are like, where's the tree?
It's the blacks. They yeah. got rid of the tree.
You know what? What are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
The blacks.
What
know.
Are you going to do with that?
Anyway, so go see the Springsteen exhibit if you're in Cleveland. It's worth the trip.
Good
if
God. If you're in Cleveland, get.
Well, I was going to a gig. Should
Good
I
luck
tell
for
I
you.
Should tell the gig story now.
Yeah, sure.
Because I was on the way to a gig. It was about, it added, you know, it was like a half hour roughly out of the way, probably, you know, each way. So it added an hour of driving plus the 2 hours I fucked around in the museum. So, you know, I added some time to my trip. But I was in a town called Tuscarawas, Ohio.
What the fuck?
Tuscarawas, I think is I Tuscarawas.
What the shit?
Tuscarawas.
You know, I thought I knew a lot about Ohio.
You never heard of Tuscarawas.
Where the frig is that?
Okay, it's south of Canton.
Oh, okay.
So if you leave Cleveland, you go through Akron, then you go through Canton, and you're going down 77. Then you get to the New Philadelphia Dover area. And before you get to Newcomerstown,
yeah.
Just off of the road, off of 416, is Tuscarawas.
Wow.
So even though Tuscarawas is a town of 900... That's according to the guy that told it to me. And believe me, getting there, it seemed like a town. There
How
are
do you
towns.
Spell that?
Tuscarawas. Tuscarawas.
Oh, my goodness. Run that by one more time.
Tuscarawas, Ohio. There's also Tuscarawas County, but this is Tuscarawas City, which is in Tuscarawas County.
Oh, it has a Wikipedia page.
But right. if you go, you'll find...
According to the 2000 census,
yeah.
a population of 934.
Okay, see, that's what the guy told me, 900.
But that was 8 years ago. You know, you could have a bigger population now.
Well, there's also the towns around it, like Denison and New Philadelphia and Dover, where I'm sure people came from, are have, you know, some people. So they're probably, there's probably 35, 40,000 people in the vicinity of that, Tuscarawas. It's not in the middle of nowhere. You know how, like, you go in some place in Michigan and it's in the middle of nowhere?
Yeah.
This one wasn't quite in the middle of nowhere because there was stuff around it. But, like, within, like, 3 or 4 miles, there was nothing.
Yeah.
So, anyway. Like, the hotel was
kind of like Romeo is a little city in the outskirts
but
of
now
Detroit.
Romeo,
area.
That never ends. The suburbs never end. Now they go all the way to Romeo.
Yeah, Romeo's kind of the end of where the suburbs
No,
are.
It was more like, it's hard to describe it, but to a Michigan. But, like, say the hotel we stayed in was 20 minutes away.
Yeah.
That was the closest decent hotel the guy could get.
Wow.
So it was a little bit of a drive there. You know, there was no hotel in this town.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I go to this Tuscarawas. So obviously we're in south central Ohio, I guess you could call it. It's not quite south. It's like it was eastern. I don't know how you describe it. Anyway, Tuscarawas, Ohio. We go to this gig, 900 people.
South central Ohio.
South central. In the hood, yes.
It's so kind this, of right. It's kind of in the middle
it's
east.
Kind of in the
of
middle
Ohio,
east,
yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. It's hard to describe.
The Middle East.
Middle East, yes.
Okay, thank you for coming to Tuscarawas Casino.
It wasn't a casino. This is a little bar.
You play
a
good show.
It was called the Canal House. Apparently, there was some sort of canal that fed a river or something there, because there's all kinds of historical canal crap up there about it.
Really?
Yeah. And I go to this gig, and, you know, it's a country gig. A lot of, you know, people that are not very sophisticated, whatever.
No, in a town of 900?
Yeah, so I'm doing the show. And the show, they're laughing, but, you know, they were not a real, like, you know, in comedy, we have a thing where people would, they'll be like, they're a crowd that, like, knows comedy or has seen a lot of comedy. This was not a crowd that had seen a lot of comedy live. You know, you could tell. They were yelling shit out at each other,
sure.
And it was obnoxious and stuff. So I'm doing this gig, and, you know, again, so I'm doing my, I have a joke in my act about, I did She Made Me a Radio, and people understood that, apparently. So Chill, mm-hmm. Chill was on his own on that one, not getting me Japanese girl made me a radio joke. So I'm going to this other joke. I talk about how I'm Italian, but I don't do a lot of Italian jokes because I don't think I look typically Italian. So I'm saying that, I go...
How do you think you don't look typically Italian?
I don't look typically. I talk about it. I don't have a gold chain or a leather jacket or a Camaro or anything. I'm not one of those guys. Okay. I'm not going to do the whole joke. I almost have. So anyway, I say I don't look. I go, I'm Italian. My last name's Fragamani. It's an Italian last name. I don't think I look typically Italian. And a guy in the fucking front row goes, "You look like you're half a nigger." And I was like, "Jim,
what?
What? Yeah. Like, what the hell is that? A guy just called me the N-word. What the fuck?
I told you niggas 9-10 times, stop fucking with me.
What kind of, like, you gotta be a super racist to call a white guy a nigger. It's one thing to be, you know what
that's
I mean?
Impressive.
Like, yeah, like, that's super high level, you know.
Impressive.
Graduate school level racism right there. Yeah, that's not like.
Wait, hold on. Let me see if I get this straight.
Right. What? No, but like, okay. I made the joke about Clarence Clemens and the watermelon rind. Okay, that's kind of racist. This guy was just a whole new level of racism.
Yeah.
Like, that's professional racism.
Really?
On display.
That's unbelievable.
Can you imagine that?
No.
First of all, how do I look half like I mean, forget about
I don't know.
Literally how I look. You know what I mean?
I went to the same club. They heckled me like this.
Baldy. Your head is bald.
Well, that's not that.
It is hairless. It is
but they
shiny.
Said that makes sense.
It is reflective.
It's true.
Like a mirror.
That was actually taped at one of your shows,
oh,
right?
Oh, my God.
Steve Carell was there. That's anyway. Right. But, no, I mean, it's like you just, like, how do you, why would you say that?
Because you're in.
The guy said it matter-of-factly like it wasn't even a big deal.
Call me a wackadoo.
And I didn't even finish the joke. I didn't even get tell him the punchline.
This is, you have bad luck in Ohio because there was the other time you did Chillicothe, Ohio.
Chillicothe, yeah.
Chillicothe.
Yeah, and they were playing the songs before the show, yeah. She ran off with a nigger song, and they played that.
This is terrific.
I know. This one was probably a little less racist than Chillicothe.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they were laughing. The show ultimately was pretty good. But then, you know, the headliner for the show, and I heard this, and part of the reason I really didn't go after the guy is that the headliner was this guy named Tyrone Davis. And, you know, Tyrone was a black guy. You know, I never met Tyrone, but he was actually a real good guy and a good comic, but... You know, and I knew Tyrone was going to have to deal with this guy. And I go, dude, you can't, you know, I told the guys, hey, you can't say that to somebody. And apparently he got up there, and I don't think this guy said anything racist to him, because he might have been afraid.
The problem is country hillbillies won't say, they see an actual black man.
Right.
They're frightened.
But some woman was drunk and went crazy and stood up and started screaming at him about black men ain't shit. She started yelling at him.
That's great.
And he went out in the crowd. He had a wireless mic. He went out in the crowd and, like, got in her face. And it looked like she was going to hit him at one point. It was insane. And the owner came out and was going to throw her out. And he was like, let her stay. And he worked through it. To his credit, I was like, God, that was... We were talking about it afterwards. He was pretty funny about it. I go, dude, you know, you don't have to... I go, dude, you don't have to put up with that shit, man. I go, look, I'm a white guy. I got called the N-word. I mean, I'm offended, but I'm not going to walk off the stage or get real upset about it. And he was like, you know...
The turnout must have been huge in Cleveland and Cincinnati. Because how did Obama win that state? You know what I mean? I mean, really.
I have no idea.
So here's the thing. Like, I tend to think of the Midwest. I tend to think of, there's parts of Michigan that are kind of hilljacky, and up north is a little weird.
Sure.
But I tend to think of Michigan as fairly cosmopolitan.
Yeah.
Even because we'll be going out to Kalamazoo a lot. And even out there, it's not bad.
Right.
You know?
Well, the thing about,
although,
like,
her parents live 20 minutes outside of Kalamazoo, yeah, and it's starting to get sketchy out there.
Well, the difference between, say, something like the UP where I was recently, the Upper Peninsula, sure, of Michigan, which is country. I mean, it's rural in parts and whatever.
Yeah.
The difference between that and, like, this Ohio is that there's a level of, like, it's a different culture where, like, I think the UP in rural places, they might be more Republican. They might be, like, gun lovers and kind of that. They're not openly, like, Klansmen, like, you know.
They're not hostile.
Jug band kind of,
no, I know,
Southern. You
know
what I mean?
It's really weird.
In Ohio, they start to get that way. It's weird, you know?
Well, in Michigan, there still are a lot of, even in smaller towns, there's still a lot of kind of union guys. And
yeah, they're, I mean.
Kind of guys like, it's not like they're hippies, but it seems like it's a little more cosmopolitan.
Yeah.
At least in large parts of Michigan. Not all of the state, believe me. There's horrible parts of the state. Like where Steve Sabo and I did that gig up on the upper west side of the state.
Was that somewhere, Traverse City?
Yeah, it was outside of Traverse
City. No, but I mean, yeah,
that was frightening.
The difference is, I think the people in Ohio are like, they're more blazing about it, and they don't, like, I think people in Michigan, even like people who are like maybe racist, they know enough not to like yell it out in public.
Right.
And it's not obvious, but in some of these towns in Ohio, they're just insane. Like, they just scream at
Indiana's bad like that if you get south of, like, Fort Wayne.
Absolutely, yeah, yeah, yeah.
The northern Indiana is kind of Chicago-y suburbs.
And even, like, remember, like...
They're not bad.
You played in Danville, Illinois. Those people were pretty country.
Oh, I don't know if I've told this story. Here's my Danville, Illinois racism story. They had a poster at the Days Inn. They had the photograph of the famous Sons of Danville.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and I played there probably 2003 or 4.
Okay.
Okay, it says, you know, it's like Gene Hackman. They're all together in a picture. It's Gene Hackman.
Yeah.
The Van Dyke brothers.
Okay.
Donald O'Connor from Singing in the
All
Rain.
All right.
Right? These are the famous native sons of Danville. Which, okay, Gene Hackman.
Famous guys.
I'll give a big shout out for that. And then on the end, it's Bobby Short.
Yeah.
Who's a jazz band leader.
Sure.
I couldn't remember his name, but I recognize. I'm like, oh, I think he was a jazz guy.
He's in a Woody Allen movie for a minute. He's playing the piano. Yeah.
He was a fairly famous jazz, you know, not Count Basie, but a fairly famous jazz guy. Yeah. And I recognized him, but I couldn't think of his name off the top of my head. And the woman behind the counter, who is an African-American, I will have you know, says, oh, that's okay. Nobody remembers the colored guy.
Some poor Bobby Short.
I'm like, in the 21st goddamn century, a black lady just said colored.
Well, is colored better than the N-word, isn't it?
I guess, but it's so out of date.
I look like a half. How do I look like a half?
I don't know. Isn't colored kind of like a old 30s
colored
kind of term?
Colored is a term. I think, oh, here's the thing. I think the hierarchy went.
Where's Chill?
Well, we could call him, but you know, I don't think he would really answer this question. In all honesty, I believe colored replaced. In other words, when people got upset about nigger, they started using colored. When people started getting upset about colored, they went with black.
How many times?
Then when people started getting mad about,
say it, by the way.
When people started getting mad about black, then they went to African American.
Sure.
And I don't know what the next term's going to be. You know what I mean? But there's always like
porch monkey. I believe it's the next term.
Now, see, stop it. That's wrong. But I'm just saying, yeah, I think colored is a name maybe that you would use trying not to offend. Like, you hear white people use colored because they're not trying not to offend blacks.
But it's so out of date.
But it's so out of date that it is offensive. You know what I mean? Yeah, so it's weird, you know.
It's like saying Chinaman.
Kind of, yeah.
No one says Chinaman anymore. They say Chinese.
Like a Mick. That'd be around there. It's a Mick.
Yeah. But you know what I mean? It's just unbelievable. And it's... It's so true. Once you get, there's a line. There must be a racist line.
A line of racism?
Somewhere like south of Toledo.
You think so?
The racism line.
Where does Fremont, Ohio fall in there?
They might
both play there. That's about an hour south of Toledo.
Yeah, they might be just on the border of the racist line.
That might be it.
Bowling Green is a college town.
Like when 23 splits off from 75, then it's racist.
Dude, okay, Bowling Green's a college town. You don't get any of that feeling of
Columbus,
like,
Ohio, too, is not.
It's a college town, and it's not that bad.
Yeah.
But boy, parts of that state are awful. Oh, my God.
But Ohio's also, you know, the thing about the some places.
Finley is very clearly south of the racist line.
Right.
Danville, Illinois is south of the racist line.
See, some places down south, though, they have a high black population where people have to, even if they are racist, they kind of can't in public be racist. But in Ohio, they don't have a lot of blacks and they're wildly racist. So it just leads to, like, they just say whatever the fuck they want. It's very weird.
Yeah.
I don't get
Although, that. Have you ever noticed, like, the one black guy in town's a local celebrity? Like, there's usually, like, one guy.
I don't think there was a black
guy. There's usually, like,
in,
I remember in Finley, like, there's, like, the one guy who's on the football team.
Oh, really? Okay.
Who's, like, the big local celebrity.
I don't even know.
It's really weird.
Yeah. I was doing one gig in a town called Cambridge, Ohio, which is a little south of where I was this past time at Descarwis.
Yeah.
And I was in a crowd, and the guy who was managing the club, it was in a Holiday Inn, was the club, and he goes, "Do you remember that guy?" And it was some guy in the crowd. I think it was a black guy with the white woman. A younger black guy with the white woman. He goes, "Do you remember that guy?" And I go, "No." And he was some star Ohio State football player, but who got in trouble for drugs or something.
Yeah.
And like never flamed out and didn't make the NFL. It wasn't Maurice Claret. It was like a guy from the early 90s or something. And I go, "No, I don't know him." But yeah, he was like famous for that. And he was, I guess he lived in that town. And I was like, "Oh."
Who
I was like,
that?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know enough about Ohio State football, but it was some guy who was big and he either went to jail or he got in trouble for drugs. And
you know, Ben Roethlisberger went to was from Finley,
Ohio. Yeah,
yeah. So he's big.
I remember talking.
A lot
about
of people in Steelers outfits. Sure, and absolutely. Steelers stuff there too. Anyway.
But man, I was also thinking, was that just payment from Chill? Was that just a karmic? Because when I asked Chill about JJ's hat and Good Times memorabilia, was that really out of line? Because I had asked you ahead of time about JJ's hat, and you laughed and thought it was funny.
Did you?
And then I asked him that on the show.
I don't
and you
remember
you
up. Saying JJ's hat before the show.
We were talking about the African American Museum on the phone.
Okay, maybe we did.
And I asked.
I thought it was funny, but I
and
don't
you had
remember
been there, and I had it, and I legitimately asked you if they had stuff from Good Times, and you I think you said they did. So that's why I asked Chill if they had stuff from Good Times, and he went off, flew off the handle.
I don't know if they had stuff from Good Times, but I seem to remember them going into the modern kind of era.
Okay, well I thought it was a legitimate question.
There might have been a picture. They might have had the Cosby Show up, you know, in the wall.
But he got fucking pissed though. Oh my God,
I don't think Chill got that mad.
He was pretty mad. That was the maddest I've ever seen him.
Yeah,
now, he might have his kind of fake radio anger, maybe that you know whatever, but. I was kind of like a little bit.
You know what? I don't know. You never know what guys are going to get touched.
I don't
about.
Know. Yeah.
Because like Chill and Mike Lundy are legitimately good friends.
Absolutely. Chill's a friend. I'm not like afraid of Chill in that way. But.
I probably see Mike and Chill a couple times a month and hang out. Yeah. With, which is more than I can say for a lot of my friends.
Sure.
And they're good guys and I love those guys.
Yeah.
But you never know when they're going to be sensitive or touchy. and you know, maybe I'm just a big idiot, but I never see what the big deal is.
Mike, if you do anything race around Mike, he just kind of looks at you funny and laughs.
Yeah.
But Chill was like, and maybe it's because we were on the radio.
Chill will get indignant.
Chill will get angry at you, yeah. Yeah. So I don't know.
Not as angry as who was the guy who used to come in, the preacher dude? What was that guy's name?
Oh, yeah. I know.
Julian
Bone.
Julian Bone was really going to hit
me. That was the guy.
One night he was going to punch me.
What did you do to Julian Bone?
I made some joke on stage. I don't know what the hell it was.
Would you tell him to go catch the bus or something? Or
I, who knows what, oh, okay. You know, I don't, it was something involving throwing a spear. I don't know what it
Whoa,
was.
Hey.
No, I'm just saying. I don't know. It was, right. Insert racist stereotype here. And when I see, but the problem is, and you know what? Maybe I don't have the right to do this because maybe as a white man, I don't have the right to do anything in America.
Right. Maybe you don't. Yeah.
But I never, see, when I'm on stage, I'm doing comedy.
Sure.
I'm doing jokes about. To me, when I do racist stuff, it's about the ridiculousness of the racial stereotype
to
begin with.
I know what you're saying. It's not about black people are dumb or something, but you'll be like,
right.
How come black people are always on Jerry Springer or something, or like something like that. Well, why are Jerry?
Well, you know, but then you know what? The problem is you go down to Tuscarawas or whatever.
Tuscarawas, yeah.
Tuscarawas, Ohio. Those idiots don't have
right.
something to balance the stereotype. Right.
You say black people talk in the movie theater, and you'll say
and
that.
And it's absolutely true.
And it's absolutely true, and I agree with you.
Yeah.
And you'll say it, and black people might get upset, but you're not yelling out the N-word in public like this guy in Tuscarawas.
No.
Yeah.
I have,
and not even just saying the N-word, but calling somebody the N-word. It's one thing just to use the word, but it's another thing to call somebody. And granted, I'm a white guy. I mean, there's no illusion. I mean, people know what I look like on the show.
It's not like he was aping hip-hop lyrics.
Right. It was,
or, you know,
yeah.
It was not a sign of affection. That's for sure.
Right.
Wow.
But it's amazing. I'm thinking, is this whole audience sizing me up in that way?
Chill got mad at me when I said, don't ride through Berkeley.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm serious about that, though.
No.
I grew up there.
He might not want to hear there's places he can't drive his car.
I know.
Which I find a little ridiculous, but you're claiming it's true?
I grew up there, and I've noted over a period of years a disproportionate number of African Americans pulled over in a city that doesn't have that high a population to begin with.
Corey, fighting for civic justice.
I am.
You're on the Corey and Joel radio show.
Man, you know what? I just play an opinionated jerk off on the air. I am really a lover of all mankind.
No, I don't have anything against. Again, these guys, Chill is a good friend of mine. I would not have asked a stranger.
How much time we got?
If they had. We got enough. We got to take a break in a second.
I'll tell you what a progressive I am.
What are you doing? Go ahead.
I got in trouble for not even saying something recently.
What did you say? Or not?
I didn't say anything.
What did you not say?
Okay, everybody, you know, if you know me personally, you know, I'm a pretty diehard Democrat, and I watch Keith Olbermann, and I listen to all that, you know. I read the Huffington Post. I'm a pretty dyed in blue. I'm a blue dog,
all
not
right.
a blue
we
dog.
We got you.
I mean, whatever.
You're a Democrat. Go on.
My nuts are as blue as Papa Smurf. Okay. I am a Democrat through and through. Well, my uncle, my mom's oldest brother, who I love, is my uncle, and we had Christmas at his house most of my childhood. You know, he's got a big house and a lot of kids, and so we would always have Christmas over there because my grandpa didn't want to do it. You know. Love my Uncle Gary, but in recent years, he's gotten progressively more and more, like, he'll just sit there and reiterate what he heard on Sean Hannity.
Okay.
It's kind of like he'll filibuster,
yeah.
like the, you know, the O'Reilly show, or whatever he's heard, and you can tell it's stuff he's heard listening to the talk radio.
All right.
And then, so, there was some deal where, like, cousin so-and-so was in town, who was somebody I've seen maybe six times in my life. And they all ran over to have, like, lunch together because apparently my family's got nothing to do.
All right.
And I was sitting there writing. I was on deadline. And my mom was like, well, you should come over and say hi to cousin Ricky. And I'm like, no, because I'm sitting here writing. And then she was, like, listing off the people who were there. She said, Uncle Gary's there. I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, well, whatever. And I just didn't go because I knew I was going to end up having to listen to Uncle
all
Gary
right.
talk about Sean Hannity.
Okay.
And eventually I crack. Eventually I lose it. He'll start talking about Obama and, you know.
Right.
He'll say what the guy said at your gig.
Yeah.
He looks like half.
Yeah, okay.
And, you know, and I'll eventually lose my mind.
Yeah.
So I didn't go and start a fight with my uncle.
Yeah.
But my mom was mad at me because I can't get along with my uncle.
Oh, well.
I'm like, but I went out of my way to not go start a fight.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that's a different situation because you're not saying anything. And it is a family member and it's not.
Sure.
Even if you do fight with him, who gives a shit? Because it's your uncle, you know.
I
don't know.
That's not how
I don't know. You seem to be you seem to divide the line by what radio people listen to, which I don't understand that at all. But that's for another day. So I don't know.
What do you mean?
It means a lot to you what people listen to on the radio.
The stuff that my uncle talks about
right.
is all stuff that they hammer on the Republican.
Well, I understand that, but I mean, you know.
I listen
then why would you even argue then? What's the point? If he doesn't have any original thoughts, why?
And
maybe that's why you didn't argue with him, but
no, I didn't
fine.
Even go.
Oh, okay.
Because, you know what? I just tried to avoid him because
right.
I know eventually. Here's the thing. He just keeps going with it.
Yeah.
It's not. If somebody says some weird thing about whatever, I like Bush or Cheney or whatever, I could let that slip. This is like a filibuster where it's a nonstop
thing. Some people
thing.
Don't have free thoughts of their own.
And eventually I lose my mind and I have to yell at him.
Right.
So,
but don't be that way yourself, though. Have your own free thought.
But the problem is, I never start the conversation.
I know, but don't repeat stuff that you're hearing from other people. That just because you know.
Well, you know,
you don't have to agree with everything everybody says just because they're on your side. That's my advice to you.
Sure, absolutely.
Sometimes you get that way, though, I find with you.
Oh, that's because,
I do. If with you, I find
that's
because
you read Drudge and you're a
Republican. No, because I'm
you're a closet conservative.
You can never accuse me of reiterating some position or being in lockstep with any political party.
No, you just keep it to yourself.
Or belief. Okay, stop it. Listen, we gotta take a break.
If you read the Drudge Report, that's a conservative outlet. I hate to tell you that.
But, Corey, if I go there and I click on a story, it doesn't mean I believe that stuff. Or it doesn't mean I don't read anything else.
No, but there's an editorial content and a bent to the Drudge Report. And that's what I think, sometimes it's a news source. It's not. It's a Republican
news source.
It's a conservative news source.
Oh, God. Corey, what? I know when people are bullshitting me. I got a pretty good bullshit detector.
All right. Well, the Drudge Report is so chock-.
But I'm not saying it's not. I'm not saying it is.
The editing of the articles.
It's a news source. Yeah, what should I use as a news source? Go ahead. I'll stop using it. I'll use whatever you want me to do.
Fine.
If I want to know what's going on, where should
Guardian,
I click on?
The Guardian UK.
I could go there, and they don't have a slant. If I go to their thing, they have a slant.
Sure.
If I go to Yahoo and click on Yahoo's News, is there a slant or not?
There's probably less of a slant on Yahoo than there is on most other things.
Well, I mean, but I'm just saying.
Because Yahoo is attempting to cast
if I want to read
a
about,
really wide
you know,
net.
Look, I can see when Drudge is taking a shot at these guys or those guys.
Yeah.
And I see that he's linking to stuff that maybe is this. But, you know, there's a lot of there's legitimate news. I mean, there's stuff about, you know, the swine flu epidemic
that I
want to read.
The problem with,
and if I click on that to read it, it's not a big deal.
You know, the problem with these news aggregators, and believe me, I'm guilty. I look at I read the Huffington Post, which is specifically a designed progressive news aggregator.
By the way, you even know who started, you're going to stop reading that when I tell you this piece of information. Do you know who started the Huffington Post, aside from Arianna Huffington?
What?
Do you know the other man behind that website? A guy named Andrew Breitbart, who you hate.
Who's from
he
Drudge.
He started, but he also started with Arianna Huffington. He started the Huffington
Post.
He's
not involved in it anymore.
Well, he started it.
So he's not there anymore.
He may still have something to do with it. I don't know what he has to do with it anymore.
Now they slam him on there.
But he has his own site as well, but he did start the Huffington
Post. Now they slam him on there.
Well, that's fine. But I'm just saying.
What I'm saying
just,
is,
I mean,
but
people,
I'm cognizant of that. I'm cognizant
of
that.
And Arianna Huffington was a Republican. And so, I mean, come on.
Sure.
Just give it a, look, we got to take the Pepsi challenge when we come
back. All right, fine.
We got it. That's why I don't want to do a political thing.
Yeah. You just get so mad at me for
No, 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 no. I'm just telling you, be careful yourself.
Because
sometimes I feel
be careful going down to Ohio because.
I am. We'll be careful now.
Apparently, you're half a Blake.
I go. I don't know. I don't know what it was.
Apparently, they were afraid of your grill.
Yeah, I was wearing a big clocker on my neck. Was that wrong?
You got a lot.
Picked one up at the Rock.
Well, I know
and
you
Hall
got all your gang signs, your tattoos.
I should have just walked up on stage and said, "So I was at the Springsteen exhibit." And they went, "Oh, thank God! Here's a regular American."
They would have been like, "Springsteen, that's faggot music. Why ain't you listening to something like?" Conway Twitty. Listen to real American music.
We need some Toby Keith.
Woo! Toby Keith! God dang it!
I did look through all of that Marty Stewart bullshit the last time I was there.
So. Oh, that sounds awful.
All right, listen, we're going to take a break. We got the
there's a lot of nudie suits, a lot of, you know,
Corey's
Grand
revealing.
Old Opry suits.
Yeah, there's a lot of that bullshit.
All
right. Corey's going to review Star Trek when we come back. We've got the Pepsi Challenge, Deathpool News, and God knows what else when
all
we
right
come
then.
Back. Listen to more Sonic Youth, and we'll be back. Right after this.
Yeah.
All right, we're back here. Corey and Joel Radio, number 220.
Okay.
Welcome, welcome. My mouth is watering with these Pepsis in front of me now.
Yes, sir.
So we're going to take this, the throwback Pepsi
versus
the regular Pepsi challenge. Now, should we write down our answers and then sort of say which one is which at the end? Or, I mean, we don't have to write them down. We can just, in our mind. Maybe we'll drink these at the same time. What we did is we have four cups. Me and Corey each, out of eyesight of the other, poured each other each a sample of the regular Pepsi and the Pepsi throwback.
Yeah.
And then we'll sample these. And I know which cup is which of yours. You know which cup is which of mine. So we're actually drinking out of different cups. You ready to try this?
Yes.
All right. I'll tell you
we're doing the vital work of consumer research right here.
Well,
for
I will drink cup one, and you're drinking cup one.
Yes, sir.
We will each drink cup one. Now, we might be drinking different product here. Cup one tastes pretty good to me. It tastes like a Pepsi.
Mm. Okay.
It might be a little flat, but you poured it out maybe 2 minutes ago, so maybe.
In
cup one?
Yeah.
Cup one was fine. I don't know. If you told me that was Pepsi, I wouldn't be the wiser. Now we're going to have cup two.
I would say that's Pepsi.
You would say your cup one was Pepsi? Okay.
Mm.
Number two.
Okay.
Number two. I have thoughts now.
I am now coming up with a thinking.
I know which one is which, by the way. I think.
Do you?
I know which one is better, and I know which one I think should be better.
Okay.
All right. Well, boy. I've got it nailed here, Corey.
I really can't tell.
Did they taste? Let me tape one again, but I want to see if they taste different as I think. Yeah, I think they taste different. And I like the taste of one better than the other, for sure. Absolutely. I would much prefer one to the other. Okay.
All right, now you want to put some gin in these?
That would make everything better, right?
Let's do a real taste. Let's.
All right, what are you thinking? Should I give you my answer first, or do you want to go first?
I got to take one more sip of two.
Okay, go ahead.
Hold on, let me clean my palate.
I'm trying to think. I don't want to get confused about what I'm
This doing. Is vital work we're doing here. Okay. Hold on. Okay.
Okay, here's my thoughts.
Here's your thinking.
What's my... You
Go
want
ahead.
Me? Okay.
Give it to me.
Okay, you gave me one and two. My belief... Well, I'll tell you which one... Do you want to know which one is better or which one is the real Pepsi?
Which one do you like better?
I like number two better, and I'm guessing number two is regular Pepsi, and that number one is the Pepsi throwback.
You are correct.
Yes. Look, you can't beat a fat man.
Yeah.
Now, what did you think about? Because you're one.
I thought number one was better.
You thought number one was better.
I think I liked number one better.
And you thought number two was
regular Pepsi.
So you thought which one was the regular Pepsi?
I think number two was the regular Pepsi.
So the better one was the regular Pepsi.
No, the better one was number one.
Okay, but what do you think number one was?
I think that was the throwback.
Okay. I don't even remember. I worked these
No,
number one was the original Pepsi.
Oh.
So we both liked the original Pepsi better, but you got them wrong.
I don't think I could tell the difference that
I
much.
Thought the number two, in my case, the regular Pepsi, had a little more bite to it. The throwback tasted flat to me. Maybe I'll pour out the rest of this throwback. But no, I thought the throwback tasted a little flat to me. I much prefer the regular Pepsi.
I think I like the throwback better.
Do you really?
It's a little cleaner to me.
Huh, I'm going to try it again.
I think the corn syrup tastes a little diluted.
I almost would have told you, I think originally my thought was they wouldn't taste different.
Yeah. They don't really taste. Here, you know what? You have to be an extraordinary fat man and drink a lot of Pepsi.
Well,
to really tell the difference.
You know,
between
let me give you this. My senses to this. I don't drink a lot of soda. I kind of gave it up last year when I had that blood pressure issue and stuff. I've talked about that. But I think maybe I'm a little like my palate is a little more cleaner, and therefore I could tell them apart maybe more readily than you could. I don't know.
I think I drink more Coke.
Yeah.
Than I do Pepsi.
Again, the throwback, if you gave me a throwback, if you served me the throwback and said this is Pepsi, like I totally drink it and I'm fine with it, but having the real Pepsi next to it, I think the real Pepsi tastes better. Wow. Are you looking up internet? Does anyone compare?
I'm wondering what the deal is.
I should have done this on video. Not that it's that exciting, us drinking out of red cups. But I mean, this is something that could get some YouTube.
Well, if we did this with multiple people,
that's true.
I actually noticed something different about the Mountain Dew, but I didn't have.
Well, you had throwback Mountain Dew as well.
I had, yeah, because
it's PepsiCo doing all of their drinks throwback.
I know they're doing Pepsi Mountain Dew and Pepsi regular Pepsi.
Can they make a diet Pepsi that doesn't taste like shit? Can they put some sugar in that?
Diet Pepsi's bad.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Yeah.
In fact, I was out to dinner the other night, and this girl goes, "Hey, drink this diet. It tastes like there's rum in it."
Mm-hmm.
And I tasted it, and I go, "Well, it tastes like shit, but it's a diet cola."
I've gotten to the point where I can tolerate Diet Coke because Amy drinks Diet Coke like it's going out of style.
You poor man.
And sometimes, like, if we go to the movies.
Yeah.
She'll get a diet.
And you'll just take a swig
of
it.
And I'll end up having to drink the diet.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't, it's not anything I'd ever order.
I don't know how you do that.
But I can drink a little Diet Coke.
I would rather drink, like, ice cold water than diet soda any day of the week.
I really have been trying to curtail my soda consumption. Like, I don't really drink it around the house much. But, you know, inevitably, if you get fast food, it's going to.
It tastes so great. If you get Taco Bell and Pepsi, it's just the great. Like, nothing tastes better than that. Or pizza and Pepsi tastes great.
We ended up getting the rare McDonald's because I don't get it very often.
Really?
Because we were on the road over the weekend. And it was like, oi.
Yeah, I didn't get anything fun on the road. I wish I could have in Ohio, but there was nothing I really had an opportunity to get. No Chick-fil-A.
No, you weren't quite into Chick-fil-A.
I had at the, on the Turnpike
Red. Well, Chick-fil-A only exists below the racist line.
You can get it, yeah. It kind of does exist. You're kind of right about that. Like Waffle House, Chick-fil-A, all those things come in. But they have it. I had it in Indiana, like fairly north, I think, at one point. So you could get Chick-fil-A.
I don't think there's a Popeye's Chicken south of the racist line.
Yeah, I don't know. So again, I guess with Pepsi, I would tell people if you really like Pepsi, there's no point in getting the throwback. In other words, to me, it's not better, but you think it is better. So we're split here. Well, I for one wanted a throwback Pepsi before you even brought this topic up today, and now I am disappointed in it ultimately, and will say that I will stick with regular Pepsi. Actually, I don't even drink regular Pepsi, so I'm not having any of them.
Pepsi is only something if I get it, with a. You're right with.
There you go.
With Taco Bell or I don't know, KFC has Pepsi products. Yeah, but.
Can you see the ass crack in the Pepsi logo?
In the new Pepsi
logo? Yeah, can you see it?
No.
Oh, can we draw it in? People say that the new Pepsi looks like an ass crack, and I'll explain.
I'm glad they spent hundreds of millions of dollars on
it. I'm going to draw the ass crack, and you can see it better.
I'm going to draw it.
Here, look now at the Pepsi logo. See if you can see the... Do you see it now? Look, Corey.
Wow.
Do you kind of see that now? It's like a shirt, and
now
then it's like
you drew a line,
a belly.
Yeah.
That looks like an ass crack.
Well, there wasn't
an
ass crack until you drew a line.
But I mean, you can see it looks like plumber's crack. It looks like blue jeans and a red shirt.
I guess so.
And a guy bent over in an ass crack.
Sure, with a line in it.
But now whenever I see this, like, I can't see anything but the ass crack. I'm going to keep this regular Pepsi, what's left of it.
Wow.
So, yeah. So I could tell. I'm kind of pretty good like that. That's amazing to me.
Well, you know what you can do.
All right, next week, Corey, we're going to get different French fries from other places.
Okay.
And we're going
to
see.
I'm ready to do that every week. Yeah.
Corey always. Well, see, I like this. See, I don't like when you give me, here's a combo that tastes like a pickle. I want to punch you in the fucking throat for that, okay? But if you give me stuff that I like and say which one's different, and then I'll play along with that.
Don't act like I liked the bacon, egg, and cheese combo.
Was that what we had? We had bacon, egg, and cheese, and
their new
cheeseburger.
Their new flavors were cheeseburger, bacon, egg, and cheese, and I think there was like a zesty salsa. And I just said Joel's not going to eat the zesty salsa, so I went with the bacon, egg, and cheese, which was the worst thing.
Yeah,
that might have been the worst thing. Well, the Jones soda was worse.
The Jones soda was bad.
I think the single worst thing we've ever had.
What about the mystery Doritos? We did that review.
Those weren't good either.
Yeah, those were bad too.
Which were Mountain Dew flavored Doritos.
Absolutely.
They were awful.
Yeah.
They were so bad you didn't know what they were until you looked it up online. The worst things we ever drank on the show was Brussels sprout. yeah. Jones soda.
Yeah, some of those Jones sodas were.
The Brussels sprout Jones soda broke the laws of physics. It was so bad. Like, it made turkey and gravy seem palatable.
Yeah, I gotcha.
The Brussels sprout was awful.
No, these Pepsis are fine. You could drink the throwback Pepsi, but to me, it's not that different in the regular
Here's
Pepsi.
What I'm
tastes
do.
Better. You don't even know. Oh, duh! Look, the smoke! Oh, he's mixing the Pepsis! The whole thing's gonna blow! Don't drink it, man!
Oh, I mixed
it
up!
Don't drink it! No! No!
Now it tastes kind of like diet.
I think the throwback tasted a little flat to me. So I don't know.
Wow. All
right. I like the regular Pepsi. It's good for me. All right. Anyway, let's move on here. Let's see here. Quickly, Death Pool, and then I'll let you do Star Trek. What was that?
That was somebody's video popped up.
Okay, but don't be on Facebook.
No, I didn't. I just typed in Pepsi throwback and it popped up a video. Oh, okay. I didn't mean to.
Deadpool, Dom DeLuise, sadly. Dead.
Longtime Deadpool stalwart.
Longtime fat guy, Dom DeLuise, dead.
Yeah, I picked him a couple years ago.
Yeah, I remember you picking him.
And I didn't keep him this year.
Can I look up, do I have a minute here to look up, wasn't there gay rumors about him and stuff?
Sure.
Later in life? Because I know he was married and he had those kids and the kids were
sure.
all actors and
he
stuff.
He had the no-talent
But
Peter
I thought
DeLuise.
He like was known for like hitting on some guy or something and had to pay him money. There, is that true
I
or
hate
not?
To say this, but most fat comedians have gay rumors.
Yeah, I gotta look this
Maybe
up.
Not Chris Farley, but...
yeah, I don't know.
I think people got him confused with James Coco, who was surely a homo.
James Coco was a homo, and Louis Anderson, I know he had gay stuff about him, but...
James Coco was a homo. New album.
Yeah, I don't know. The Wikipedia doesn't seem to have anything about his homo stuff.
I don't.
Maybe I'm wrong about that, but
you,
I thought there was a thing about him being a homo.
You sent me a vile photo a couple weeks ago.
What?
Alleging Marlon Brando was gay.
Oh, yeah. There was a thing about Marlon Brando blowing, what's his name? Wally Cox.
Yeah. And that was awful.
And that was an actual photo.
I don't even know if that was Brando, though. I could never tell in that photo. And I didn't want to look at the guy with the dick in his mouth for that long to determine it. But yeah, he and Wally Cox were best buddies.
Yeah.
And they grew up in the same town. They grew up in like some town outside of Chicago.
Well, here's Dom DeLuise dressed up as Captain Chaos from Cannonball Run. That is funny.
I love Dom DeLuise, and it's a sadder world without...
He was great, but he did kind of set Italians back a little bit. If you got it early.
Well, how did Dom DeLuise set Italians
back? Because he was the stereotypical fat guy eating a salami sandwich every minute, and, you know.
I think he set fat guys back.
Well, that's true, too, but...
I don't think he was... no, I love
Do you remember
Dom
his movie Fatso? That was kind of funny. Did you ever
sure,
see Fatso?
I did.
I remember seeing that as a kid. I went to the theater, and we saw Fatso. It was funny.
Look, man.
Yeah.
When you want to win a Cannonball Run, you make fun of Captain Chaos, but I'll tell you what. You need a guy like that in a pinch. When you are in...
But he seemed like he was just around... Just to make Burt Reynolds laugh at some point. Like, that was his, like...
Oh, God.
He was his bitch. You know what I mean? It was like, you're my funny fat guy.
Sure.
You come here, and I'm going to bang Lonnie Anderson, and Dom, you can hang around.
You don't have that as much anymore, but it used to be old celebrities always had, like, a buddy, like a sidekick.
Yeah.
Like a little buddy that they'd keep around. You're right.
And Dom,
Regis Philbin got into show business because he was, what's his
Joey
name?
Joey Bishop's bitch. Yeah. Well.
You know, they... That's not around.
You know, I'm looking on the internet and I can't find anything about Dom DeLuise being gay. Apparently, he played a. He was in some John Waters thing.
Let me tell you, there's if you are in Hollywood long enough,
he may not be gay. Yeah.
And there's a rumor everybody's gay in Hollywood.
Yeah. Okay.
Right.
Although the guy on The Superficial is saying, let me see what he says because he seems to hate Dom DeLuise. Oh no, it was somebody in the comments. It wasn't that. I don't want to blame the guy in The Superficial.
Okay.
Thank God we got rid of this fat. Gay idiot or something.
That's wonderful. The people who are so wonderful and heartfelt on the internet. By the way, I'm turned into a complete jerk. We were like,
you're a jerk on the internet?
No, I mean I'm just Deadpool.
Oh,
because we were over the weekend. We were at Amy's parents' house talking about B. Arthur.
Oh yeah,
and we were both like, damn, we didn't have her.
Yeah, B. Arthur.
There once was a time when people would die in Hollywood and you'd reflect on their lives and go. I like Bea Arthur. She was an entertaining actress. No, now it's like, God, I should have had her.
We will memorialize. Play little Bea Arthur for everybody, because we have immortalized Bea Arthur on this show, so she will live.
a bullshit artist.
There's a little B. Arthur for you.
Thank you, B. Arthur.
Thank you, B, for that moment of
hilarity. Who can ever forget B. Arthur in her finest hour?
What was that?
In the Star Wars Christmas special.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, another classic.
Singing to the aliens in the canteen on Mos Eisley.
You know what? I have that. I could have pulled that clip. I should have remembered to do that.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Her singing.
Look, she
didn't she sing like "Goodbye, My Friends"?
I don't know what she's. That Isn't... was such a. Speaking of gay, that was you know who wrote that?
Paul Williams.
No, well, Paul Williams. I might have, said, but it was the gay guy from Hollywood Squares, Bruce Valanche, wrote the Star Wars Holiday Special. He's one of the writers on that. So,
what you're saying that when they went back to Chewbacca's planet for Life Day, you didn't enjoy that?
Yeah,
that had all kind of no talent. It had Art Carney. Art Carney was
yeah.
in there.
That's a weird thing.
God, what was the big deal about Art Carney?
He was on The Honeymooners.
I know, but he later in life, everybody kissed his ass.
Well, Art Carney was almost like...
He did Harry and Tonto, and everybody thought that was the greatest thing ever.
He did Going in Style, and he did the Sunshine Boys. He did a couple things that were, he was a respected actor.
All I know is we didn't have B. Arthur or Dom DeLuise.
No, but Rob Rose had Dom DeLuise. He got 25 points.
So meanwhile...
Rob Rose is in the lead.
Good for Rob.
Yeah.
Coming back from his honeymoon to find Dom DeLuise.
Yeah, is he back on...
Wrapped up in... I haven't talked to him yet, but
I
think
the
they're back. Yeah, they went to the
UK. Son of a bitch with his Dom DeLuise.
Well, hopefully he didn't get the swine flu over there.
Look, on one hand, I'm happy for him because he got Dom DeLuise. On the other hand, he's married, so who really wanted this?
By the way, the CDC...
Sorry, Rob. He doesn't listen anymore.
The CDC is talking about downgrading the whole swine flu.
Well, of course.
The H1N1 virus.
Fuck all that.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
Although I do know a girl who's currently under quarantine.
Yeah.
Toronto.
Yeah.
She went to Texas.
Yeah.
Came back from vacation, got some flu symptoms.
But she lives in Toronto.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's because they're overreacting. Canadians always overreact.
But they put her in she's the girl in the bubble right now.
Sure.
Yeah.
Right, well, too bad for her.
Anyway.
Yeah, okay, the swine flu thing's a bunch of bullshit. Who cares?
What do you do?
But isn't it literally like 30 deaths in the world? It's like not a big number.
There were 100 or so in Mexico.
Right, but in
that's
Mexico,
probably because they don't have Tamiflu and they don't have...
But they don't. Their water's not clean. They don't do anything. They don't bathe. And of course these people are getting sick.
Here come... But see, now Mexico is far south of the racist line,
well,
so it's okay to say that.
They're ridiculous down there. I mean, that's just any third world country, man. You got to get some, you know. Now, is it true that Mexicans can drink the water?
Well, yeah.
Mexicans can drink the water?
It's because the water is considered unsafe because people who are from another climate aren't...
they don't acclimate it to
whatever's
in the water.
You're not acclimated to what's in the water.
So whatever's in the water, you start drinking it as a kid in Mexico. And
sure.
After a while, you can tolerate it.
Right.
But in America, it
goes
right
through. Which is true with just about anything.
Okay.
Up to, right up to, sure. Plutonium.
Really?
You can tolerate...
Really?
Prolonged
I can't
exposure.
Eat a pickle. What, can it help me if I start eating it?
Yeah, well, if you weren't just a big puss...
That's what that is?
It's a fucking pickle.
I don't
What's
like,
wrong with
I don't like the taste of pickles.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway. All right, you want to review Star Trek, Slappy, before we get out of here?
Mm.
Are you going to dork out like I did on
Here it comes the... Where's the... Oh, do I have the computer sound effect?
Probably not. I don't know what you have anymore.
Damn it.
You got to have something.
I don't have the Star Trek computer sound effect.
Well.
All right.
You go ahead. I'll see if I can find it.
Right.
You start your review.
As a,
I'll give you the heads up if I find that.
Is for some of you who might know, and Sean Stone, our longtime listener, hasn't checked in a long time, my old friend.
Yeah.
Sean, where are you? Get on the forum.
He was on the forum the other day.
Was he?
See, to mention Steve Bills. I guess he had an opportunity to see Steve Bills do comedy, and he passed on. I don't know what that was.
Steve's a good comic. You should go see him. Anyway. Well, I should have called Sean and given him a review of Star Trek. But Star Trek, Sean had all of the Deep Space. He had all of the Next Generation on cassettes. He, ordered the cassettes, and they'd send him one every month. Anyway, that's what a nerd he was. But I'm a big Trekkie, too. I'm a fundamentalist Trekkie. I love the original show.
So that's it. It's called Star Trek background music in your folder.
Okay.
In the
All
main
right,
folder
let's get
there.
That there.
So you're saying that's your thing. You're not into Enterprise
and
all this Next Generation stuff?
Oh, no. I've watched all those shows.
Okay, but you only like the regular
but
Star
my,
Trek.
The one I love is the original show.
Okay. Because I'm kind of like that with Star Wars, where I like the movies, But I don't read the books. I don't do any of the like extended fiction or anything like that.
Sure.
The extended universe, that all bores me. I like the Star Wars movies, and that's what I like.
Then there's nothing wrong
like
with
any,
that.
Everything else.
Sure.
So Star Trek, you're kind of like that too.
Well, God, I've never given a crap about the novels or any of that stuff in Star Trek.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's endless spin-off stuff in Star Trek that I just boo. Who cares? I love the old 60s Kirk and Spock show. I like the newer shows to a certain extent because Next Generation was on when I was in like high school and I would watch that.
Okay.
Sure. But, and I watched Voyager and all that stuff. I've watched them all. Don't get me wrong. All
right.
I know the characters, but my heart belongs to the original show. So when they announced this movie, I died a little inside.
Really?
Well, because I have like books on Star Trek. I read all these crazy stuff.
You didn't like them redoing it or
when the original actors were flagging a little bit in the movie series when they were getting older.
They were getting old, yeah.
You know, by the time they did Star Trek IV, they were all in their late 50s.
Sure.
So they couldn't continue the original cast forever. So they started talking about new solutions, and for a long time there was a script that bounced around that everybody hated. Called Starfleet Academy.
Okay.
Where they were going to take you back to Kirk and Spock as cadets.
All right.
Right? No one wanted to do this. They all hated it. This was an early 90s theme. And they're like, they're going to turn it into Dawson's Creek with Star Trek. Well, this movie is essentially Starfleet Academy,
really?
The movie. At least, you know, you see part of that. And I thought, oh my God, I'm going to hate this.
Oh.
And then they cast the thing, and it's Zachary Quinto, who's Siler from Heroes, and he annoys the crap out of me on that lousy show.
All right.
So I went, okay, although he looks like Spock. Then they get this guy, Chris Pine, who, not very well known, although apparently his dad was like the sergeant on Chips.
Do
you remember that guy?
No.
Okay.
Well, they never did make a Chips movie, did they?
No, they never did.
I heard it was Wilder Valderrama was going to be Ponch. And I was just like, you almost spit up there. Look at you. I went like, look.
On some Pepsi throwback.
Yeah, you almost threw it back. Throw it up.
Wilder Valmer.
Pepsi throw up. That's what they should call it.
How about Gabriel Garcia Bernal?
Yeah, whatever. But anyway, let's move along. Okay. So start, you liked it.
I loved it.
Oh.
I didn't just like it. I loved it.
Woohoo.
I thought, and when they cast this guy, Chris Pine, who was not very well known.
Yeah.
He'd been in a couple movies. I thought, oh, God, who is this pretty boy?
He's a James Vanderbeek-looking kind of guy.
They're casting as Kirk.
Sure.
The guy flat out nails it.
Really?
The original Kirk, who I love so much, James, the James T. Kirk, William Shatner, was a bad motherfucker. That's why he was a captain of the Starship. He would bang anything.
Oh.
Any green pussy he could get.
Really?
Any six-titted woman. He would slap the taste out of a robot, backhand a Wookiee. He didn't give a shit. He would slap a Klingon around just for looking at him funny. This guy gets that. He nails a little bit of that. I don't want to give away too much of the plot, but it's a complete reboot. They come up with a cockamamie it's kind of brilliant. They come up with a cockamamie scenario.
Yes.
In the opening scene of the movie, in which something happens that rewrites history.
So basically,
so this is all a altered reality.
Sure.
So something happens 30 years before the original show was even supposed to start.
Mm. So it's as if that original show didn't happen.
It's in its own in its own world.
So the events of this movie do not change what happens in the future.
Right.
That, when you see
they preserve
guys.
Both universes. They're like it splits into a different reality.
It's a prequel, but not a linear prequel.
Correct.
Okay.
Right. So it's it's an alternate reality.
So you see,
which fans of Star Trek, there's already alternate realities. Already, they have the mirror universe where they're all evil. And so people, they can already suck that right up. I thought that was a very elegant and clever way that somebody attacks the ship that Kirk's dad is on.
Okay.
So it changes reality. And, I liked it a lot. It's really exciting. It's not made specifically for Trekkies. There's all kinds of nerd porn in it.
Okay.
There's all kinds of little details.
I saw the latest trailer.
Yeah.
And it does look like this guy made Firefly and those kind of, what was the name of that show?
Yeah,
it looks like that.
It's J.J. Abrams, the guy who does Fringe and Lost.
But what were those sci-fi things he did?
You're thinking that's the Firefly, and
that was him too, right?
No, that's the other guy.
That's the other guy.
That's Joss Whedon.
Oh, it is. Oh, it looks like that though, doesn't it?
Yeah, a little bit. Joss Whedon's the guy from Buffy.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, this is J.J. Abrams, and J.J. Abrams did comic books too, so he's a multi nerd. He wrote X-Men for a while. Anyway, Joel's getting some shots of the new Pepsi logo with the ass crack.
I'm multitasking. I have to take this for later. Go ahead.
Yeah. So anyway, it's really a fun show. It's really it's a fun movie. There is some there's some nerd porn in there. There's references to USS Farragut, which was Kirk's original commission.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. No, go ahead. Man.
Yeah. So what the, so basically. Yeah, Kirk is a badass rebel guy, and I thought I was going to hate that, but it really kind of captures the essence of him. It works well. Everything looks great. Simon Pegg is Scotty. He's really funny.
Yeah, how is he? Because I think Simon Pegg's pretty good.
Simon Pegg's great. Scotty, he doesn't come in the movie till kind of later.
Yeah.
Scotty just kind of shows up later.
They kind of throw him on the ship.
Yeah, they come up with a whole scenario for him, but... He's not in it till like the third act. You're like, where the hell is Scotty? The guy who plays Carl Urban, who was in Lord of the Rings, the guy who plays Bones is terrific.
Yeah.
He really actually, he does kind of almost an impression of DeForest Kelly, but
yeah.
Nails it. He does. It's really good. The Chris Pine is not doing a Shatner. He's not doing Shatner.
All right.
He's not doing every hacky comedian from Jay Moore to Kevin, what's his fuck?
Kevin Pollak.
He's not doing that.
Right.
He could have very easily just done a Shatner impression. He's not doing a Shatner impression.
All right.
But he gets the... And it's a fun movie. It's
all right.
There's little things to quibble about. Like, I personally was insulted that the phasers didn't shoot beams. They shot pulses. I hate that.
I think I'll be okay with that. I think I can get
through
that.
Well, the Star Wars guns shoot, like, pulses.
Sure.
They shoot blasts.
It's not a. It doesn't go from point A to point B.
Right.
It's a beam. Yeah. It's not a beam. It's a pulse.
Right. The Star Trek guns have always shot beams.
They shot a ray.
The phasers shoot a beam.
Right.
I. That to me is you don't change that. But anyway, that annoyed me. Right. And they had to sit there and flip the thing around to turn it from stun to kill. And I'm like, that's stupid.
Well.
And Scotty's engine room looks like. It looks like a waste treatment plant.
Now, did they try?
There's like
to,
tubes and pipes and stuff all over.
So did they try to make it look like the old Star Trek? Did they try to match that exactly, or did they try to like make it look more realistic? Like
they
or...
moderned it up extremely.
Yeah.
It does have a little bit more. It almost goes a little Star Wars in that there's a certain amount of dirt on things.
Yeah, because Star Wars kind of had that look to it. At least the
right.
The original trilogy, not the 70s Star Wars,
yeah,
where stuff looked grimy and it looked like it was a lot of the ships looked like they were made from other parts and you saw lots of pipes and that, but this one you're saying
Gene Roddenberry had a real strict no grime policy
.
Where everything was supposed to be shite and bright and clean and when they get on the Enterprise like on the bridge
that's still
spotless
clean,
but they showed them building the ship.
Okay.
And they show, the Starfleet Academy and their training and
all right.
There's steam and dirt and water and things that they've never really had a whole lot of in the Star Trek universe. But you know what? It hits the mark. It's pretty good. Eric Bana is okay as the villain.
All right.
I would have liked a slightly better villain, but those are always hard.
But see, I don't even know that this movie, they're even marketing it as having any specific plot. It's like you kind of just go in to see how they did with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they're not putting that, the story has to be good, and maybe it is or it isn't, but they're not even marketing it from that perspective.
I would say that's you're right about that. In that the reboot is what appeals to people.
Right. Yeah.
It's more.
I want to see how did these people get to this point.
Zoe Saldana, who plays Uhura, she's pretty hot.
Which I actually have to say, comparing it to Star Wars, that might be a mistake that people missed. That where Star Wars got it wrong when they did the prequels. All you really wanted to see was how. Anakin became Darth Vader, and they stretched it the fuck out to, what I mean? But you had to watch a bunch of bullshit.
Right.
Maybe this one gets it right.
I will say, this gets it right in terms of being a very entertaining movie. If you're a Star Trek fundamentalist, and I sort of am, you're gonna want, it's lacking a little bit of, Star Trek tended to be about kind of big ideas.
Right.
This is more of an action movie
okay.
that doesn't really have as many of the big ideas in it.
Right.
But It's cool as hell. Looks great. Looks amazing. A little bit too much of the light effect on the, you know, like random flashing lights on the screen. And
okay.
What's the overexposure, you know, like a sun effect?
Like a solarization. Lens flare?
Yeah, lens flares.
Okay.
This movie's chock-a-block with lens flares.
Okay.
I could have done with less of that.
All right.
But in general, very satisfying. And I think that a lot of people, not everybody, you'll probably still think it's gay.
I don't know. I haven't decided if I'm going to see this.
I'll tell you, a lot of people who would not usually want to watch a Star Trek movie will go into this and see.
Yeah, I don't want to watch any of those.
It's an action movie.
Next generation movies. I don't want to see any of this.
Well, because they very smartly dump all of the history.
Yeah.
Although,
well, let me ask you this. Can they make more of these movies?
Yeah.
Or are they at some point going to run into, you know, Spock dies in Star Trek II and all that stuff? I mean, is that ever going to be a thing, or can they just keep making these? And
I think they can just keep making them because it's a reboot. It's not.
Well, what about they do about like Klingons and stuff? What are they still the
enemy?
Well,
the Klingons are around, but they don't.
Right, but you know what I mean? Like at some point, don't you have to. At some point, don't you change it too much to where it's like just not the same shit?
Well, what this does is it reboots it basically to where the original show started.
Okay.
But it's whole new rules. It's its whole new world. So they can do whatever they want with it.
Yeah, I could see why this movie would work. Here's my feeling with this. I think this one will do well.
Yeah.
You said it was going to be the biggest movie this summer. I think you're insane, but it'll do well.
I can't. And, okay, Transformers is going to be bigger than this, but that's about
Transformers is going to be big, and I'm sure there's some kids movie that'll be big.
I don't think the Terminator movie is going to be bigger than this because that's caught in the continuity.
Yeah, I know what you're saying, but and Terminator 3 wasn't that big of a deal. So, but no, I think that my problem is I think if they do a sequel to this, I think it's going to take a big nosedive. I think people are going to be into this one because it's the reboot and they want to see how it's done. Beyond that, I don't see this going anywhere.
Yeah, well,
that's just my feeling.
I think it's gonna be.
I feel like people get bored with Star Trek. I think people have seen it.
This,
I think people are going to be nostalgic for.
Well,
everybody, even if you're not a Star Trek fan, you at least watched one movie at some point in your life and you liked it. Like Star Trek has made enough good stuff where you've seen something good, whether it be the original show or one of the movies that you liked, where everybody's seen at least one thing you liked from Star Trek, so you'll give it a shot. But I don't believe that at the end of the day,
this movie dumps a lot of what people don't like about Star Trek.
Yeah.
A lot of the wonkiness of it. They do some things that they've never done. There's some big stuff happens that would never been considered in the old Star Trek. People hook up. There's like relationships that are different than they were in the old show. At one point, Kirk does bang a green chick, and I got to give him up for that. Good work on that. They threw that in.
How many? Give it a 5-finger scale.
I'm giving it 4 fingers.
4 fingers. There you go. 4 fingers.
A big 4 fingers for it.
That's a pretty good review. So
it's a solid B+, A-. It was a really exciting film. I dug it. And the quibbles I had with it, I think, were mostly because I'm a Trek nerd.
All right.
And I'm like, well, you wouldn't put a warp Nathel on top of it. You know what I mean? I started freaking out about stuff that I shouldn't have.
All right. But
I'm interested to see. I'm going to drag Amy to it because I'm interested to see what a non-fan's perspective is.
All right. Well, I don't know how opposed she is to Star Trek, but I could see her hating it no matter what it is.
She's not wildly opposed to it.
Really? Okay.
But it's you could take a girl to this.
Yeah, all right.
It's a little sexed
Maybe
up.
Maybe I will take a girl to it.
It's a little sexed up. To me, it's really more of an action movie in Star Trek clothing. Right,
well, because that's the thing. I may not want to see this. I don't know if I'm going to go to this by myself and see it.
Yeah.
I would want to bring a date to this because I would be bored, I think, otherwise.
Well, maybe. It moves pretty quick.
I'll see this probably at some point in my life, but I don't know if I'm running out to see this. We'll see.
It gets a little wonky in certain spots.
There's about jack shit out right now that I want to see anyway.
Well, so God, that Wolverine movie.
If I was going to go see something, I would probably see Star Trek.
Hey, by the way, speaking of...
Yeah, fuck that Wolverine movie.
By the way. Piracy apparently hurt that film.
Yeah, that movie,
made $87 million.
Well, you know, they could contend that, hey, it would have made $200 million opening weekend.
Yeah.
They could always make that claim.
By the way, opening weekend these days goes from, like, Wednesday to Sunday.
Yeah, that's true.
It's like a four-day period.
But you know what? That movie, you know, a movie like Wolverine may not make another nickel after the Star Trek comes out, though, too.
No, I think Wolverine...
So I think it made what it's going to make.
And that's how the summer goes, though. They're cannibalizing each other. They kill...
Well, Dark Knight did real well last year in that it had some
staying power.
It had some legs, and a lot of these other ones didn't, but we'll see.
You know, that's why Iron Man did well, because it hung on
for about
a month.
It had about that first... Well, didn't Iron Man come out
came out in
like
May.
This time last year.
I think
though.
It came out in
like
May.
It came out way before Memorial Day, even.
Right,
so
which is,
whole...
I think that was smart with
and
Star Trek.
Star Trek is probably going to get that till Terminator comes out, and then people will go see that. And then people will go see, you know, whatever else right. is coming
Dark
out.
Knight was a, nothing was going to hit
Dark
that.
Dark Knight went
that
took
was
off.
A real phenomenon.
There it went, so. Everything
but,
else.
But definitely go see Star Trek. I think all Mike right. Lundy asked me if I should, he should see it or bootleg it.
Oh, really?
And I say, don't bootleg. First of all, don't bootleg shit.
Well.
You know what? Look, you get this.
You want to get Soul Plane at the barbershop. You can let him get that.
Okay, but you know what? You get this show for free.
Sure.
And that's because we're idiots.
Well, whatever.
And you should be contributing to
the
lunch
Joe
fund.
Lunch fund, yes.
You should call the douchebag hotline at 610-552-0746 and give us your credit card numbers. And tell us how much you want to donate.
Send us a blank check. We'll give you the address.
Just we'll
fill in the amount.
Right. You just tell us what you think is an appropriate donation, and we'll only
Absolutely.
Take that off your card.
And if you want to send us a donation, we'll talk about whatever you want. We'll take requests on
sure.
the show. So if you send us a lunch fund donation, which you can make on the front page of CoreAndJoyRadio.com, we'll discuss whatever you want us to discuss.
I'll tell you what. If Cam wants to sponsor a show, I will talk about Eskimo farts the whole show.
For the entire show.
I will
if
talk
the price is right.
About how whale blubber makes you stink. I will talk about
all right,
that.
We'll do it.
Whatever it is you're interested in.
Sure.
If Niels we'll wants to talk about Philip Jose Farmer's sci-fi novels, I'll do that.
Oh.
He wants to talk about circuit boards and soldering.
Absolutely.
I will do that.
Okay.
Whatever it takes.
All right.
But Star Trek, I recommend to both nerds.
And geeks?
There's some geeks. Yeah. I wish I had the nerd.
You know what? I'd have to give you that.
Oh, man.
All right. Well, go
there's
ahead.
Some,
wrap it up. We're 90 minutes in, bro.
All
Come
right.
on.
I tell you, there's some nerds who will be offended by it.
Yeah.
Because they can't get over themselves.
Sure.
Most people, I would say 85% of people,
all right.
will just enjoy it for what it is, which is a real ride of a summer action movie. So
all
that's
right.
it.
Star Trek, thank you for that. Go catch that at the theater. You didn't even see Wolverine to review it, so.
Yeah, it looked awful.
Okay, all right.
I saw Ghost of Girlfriend Past.
How does Emma Stone look in
well,
that?
Emma Stone's got braces.
Oh, yeah.
And like a.
Why do they always make her the nerd in
She's like, yeah, she's like his first girl he hooked up with. Okay.
So she's
like
playing like a girl
1987.
From high school.
Yeah. So she's wearing like an acid wash jacket.
It's not like she dated him now.
No.
Yeah.
And like, oh, she's wearing the one lace glove.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's no point in even seeing it for her.
No.
Okay. All right.
All right.
All right. We got to go. Thank you for listening, everybody. That's going to do it for 120. Our Pepsi challenge is through. The Star Trek is out there.
Mm-hmm.
What else can I tell you? Goodbye, Dom DeLuise.
Godspeed.
Captain Chaos is gone.
One plate of carbonara too many.
And we'll catch you next time. Corey and Joel Radio is over. Listen to Sonic Youth. Listen to this. We're out of here. See you next week on the show, everybody.